with SLN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting there's new evidence President Biden knew ahead of time the humanitarian pier in Gaza would fail, but went ahead with the $230 million project just the same. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
A new Inspector General report shows the president moved ahead with construction despite being warned by U.S. staff it would fail as a result of rough seas and other logistical problems. Despite the warnings, Biden insisted the structure be built, an apparent effort to follow through on the promise he made during his State of the Union speech. The warnings, however, proved to be well-founded. The pier survived only 20 days and delivered just a third of its intended cargo. Humanitarian groups pulled out due to the ongoing threat of Hamas terrorist attacks. Bob Agnew reporting.
European Union defense ministers have agreed to boost their training program for Ukrainian troops.
Already, some 60,000 Ukrainian troops have undergone training outside Ukraine in coordination with NATO.
It has been a success, a great success.
And now the European Union's high representative, Josep Borrell, says 15,000 more will be trained by year's end.
This war requires a constant adaptation to the modalities of the war. The training has to be shortened and adapted to the Ukrainian needs.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian commanders have told the Associated Press they blame some inexperienced fighters for losing ground to Russia. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump now says he will vote no on a Florida ballot measure that would repeal the state's 6-week abortion ban, a day after he seemed to indicate he would vote in favor of the measure. Trump said in an interview Friday with Fox News Channel that he'll be voting no because he thinks Democrats are extreme on abortion. On Wall Street, the Dow by 228 points, the Nasdaq rose 197. This is SRN News. Minnesota doesn't want Christians teaching in the public schools.
It doesn't want observant Jews or Muslims either, apparently. Beginning next year, you won't be able to get a teacher's license in the state unless you embrace transgenderism. Specifically, the new rules require that teachers agree to, quote, affirm and incorporate transgenderism into their classroom presentations. Minnesota's new teacher requirements were approved by Governor Tim Walz, now Democrat Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ford has joined the ranks of companies that are pulling back on support for the LGBT agenda under pressure from evangelicals and conservative groups. Ford will no longer take part in external culture surveys and an annual survey by the Human Rights Campaign that measures workplace inclusion for LGBT employees. The automotive giant says it will put its resources into taking care of customers and employees. This is SRN News. Stocks end the week on a strong note.
Stocks on Wall Street finished broadly higher as the market closed out its fourth straight winning month with solid gains. The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday to finish August with a gain of 2.3%. The Nasdaq added 1.1%, and the Dow rose 0.6%, setting another all-time high. The market rallied after a government report showed that inflation remained low in July. That keeps the Federal Reserve on track to cut rates next month for the first time in more than 4 years. Marvell Technology climbed 9.2% after hitting Wall Street's sales and profit targets. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 3.92%. This is Alex Vega.
A new report from Columbia University's Anti-Semitism Task Force describes a hostile climate for Jewish and Israeli students at the New York City institution during the last school year. The report comes days before the start of a new school year. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.